Hey, welcome. This is Dear Scooter. Welcome to Game of Drones, Just the Prayers. This is a little nap size experiment. Those of you who listen to the Sleep With Me podcast, those of you who have never listened to the podcast before, you can check out our full-size podcast over at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. We're the podcast that puts you to sleep. This is just a little sample. It's also an experiment for our regular listeners to see if you can take a nap to it or not. Or you can use it for a regular night's sleep. These are just the prayers to the old gods and the new that usually appear at the end of the Game of Drones episodes. Hopefully you've never been awake for them before. But I figured I wanted to try something to see if something in a bite-sized version, a nap-sized version. See what happens. So just give me some feedback at Twitter, at Dear Scooter. Feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com or wherever. Go ahead and test it out. Thanks for your, hope this works or whatever. I don't know. This is, like I said, an experiment. I don't even know what to say to introduce it. So, yeah, this is just the prayers from Game of Drones. I'm going to close out with a prayer. I think I'm going to start these, a fictional prayer. So don't worry. I'm not taking up any faith. I'm not taking up the new faith or the old faith. I'm just fictionalizing. I'm going to pray to the crone, one of the seven, because I like the word crone. And also, there's already a maiden. I think there's like a miller, a maiden, warrior, a miller, father, a mother. I don't know. There's a crone. I mean, that's nice. Crones don't get a lot of, there's not a lot of religions with crones. I mean, I'm sure that some of the, so, yeah. All right, so we're going to close it out. Good night. I hope you get a good night's sleep. And this is my attempt at blasphemy with the old new gods, the seven. Okay, getting ready for my bed. I just had my pigeon soup, my book soup. My stomach's growling. Well, actually, I don't think they practice the seven on the, but I just, maybe I'm at that house with the, they had lamb soup or whatever. Hound's drunk, he's passed out, because I snuck him in some wine. Okay. Well, the crone, oh, I guess there's another mother. Oh, crone, I've always wondered how to pray to you. For all the gods, I know you the least, and I know you're the wisest of all the gods, because you're the oldest. And the wrinkles on your face when I imagine you watching over me are impenetrable with their leather-like thickness. And I know those markings on your face are supposed to show the signs of wisdom, but they make me uncomfortable. So now as I pray, I'm going to look away from you. But I do not hope you, I hope I do not look away from your wisdom, wisest crone. For some reason, great crone, when I think of you and pray to you, I think of birds. I don't know if that's a mistake, like that birds go crone, 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 or if there's a bird called a crone, or I'm just distracted, but forgive me, wise crone, for misremembering you and your wiseness. Please help me to think more clearly and think like a crone would. But I don't know, or maybe not, because if you are so old and wise, you may have lived already a full life and my life has not yet been filled. Help me be nicer to the old people of our, well, old people are having a rough go of it, and if they help them, help me to, there's this old guy and his daughter, and I think the hound's probably, you know, he's going to hound him. Yeah, just keep the old people out of our way. Mother Crone. Oh, and you're not the mother. You're just the crone. Help me remember. Yeah, it was good talking to you, crone. Crone. You have a miller. You do have. I'm working on this new religion thing. The new faith. Because I'm just hedging my bets. So help me with that, Mother Crone. Just Crone, I know. Help me remember that you're the Crone. what you're good for, and maintain my youth as long as possible. That'd be great. If you got any other tips, you know, because I've been trying to get the hold of the miller or the butcher, and they don't give me what I'm asking for. So I don't know if you're one of those scornful gods that'll take somebody's side, because if you are, you're the god for me, Crone. And I heard that you're just a different face of one god, but then I heard about this other god, that fire god, and then I saw the faces with the trees. But I could go for you, Crone. I could worship you, only you, or just worship you better than the rest of the gods. I just need some stuff. The hound's driving me nuts. And this isn't even the original hound. He's like this guy who calls himself the hound, even though he's not the hound, but he's still tough. And he's what calls me his page boy. And I'm sick of it. So if you could help me out, that'd be great. So let's say, Crone, I'll try to talk to you tomorrow. Yeah. If you could help my friends, I'll get a good night's sleep. You know, send them some Crone energy. And anybody that's downtrodden, help them out, Crone. What are you doing? You can't be that busy. Why'd you retire and become a god? That's unfair. I hope you have energy of someone. I mean, you're supposed to be a god. Doesn't make sense that you're old. But, so can you do some stuff for these people, please, Crone? Don't get mad, Crone. Because I'm here to worship only you. Sick of the father and the maiden. They think they're so great and they don't do anything for me. So I'm looking for a goddess that'll do stuff for me that I can praise. So thanks, Crone. And I'll be back soon. Good night. Good night to everyone else in the Crone's kingdom.